You for the other one.
Yeah, I'll be back.
I'll be back. So are you going to ride a Harley through the front door? Good morning. Welcome to the July 14th edition of the Joint Committee on Ways and Means Natural Resource Subcommittee. Today we have two items of the work session, House Bill 5023, the Department of Fish and Wildlife, and Senate Bill 93 relating to water. House Bill 5023 is back for a technical adjustment, and Senate Bill 93 is back for a work session leading to a recommendation for the Full Ways and Means Committee. Mr. Rocco will describe the House Bill 5023's actions that are required, and then we'll go on to work session.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Members, House Bill 5023 is back in front of the Senate again to make a correction to an omission that was made in the original presentation to the committee. If you recall, we made a technical adjustment to the administration division to add $1.9 million of limitation. That amount should have been $4 million, and it's enough to cover the state's government service charges that in the original budget were supposed to be paid with a general fund, and the committee decided not to pay those with general funds, so the agency needs an equivalent amount of other funds limitation to pay for those state government service charges. This change does not affect any of the other decisions made by the committee as far as packages go, and it doesn't represent any additional revenue. It was just a technical oversight on the limitation side. So basically we're recommending the change that you see on the dash one amendments. There's a handy growth change on line 14 of those amendments to increase the other funds for the administration division from $18,414,025 to $20,514,025.
Questions on Mr. Rocha's presentation?
Seeing and hearing none.
We'll need to go into work session. There's the dash one amendments to 5023. We'll need a motion first to reconsider and re-accept and reconsider House Bill 5023. Senator Tarnow moves to reconsider House Bill 5023. Any questions on the motion? Any objections? Hearing and seeing none, for order. We will need a motion for the dash one amendments to House Bill 5023 outlining the changes that Mr. Ackle presented in the July 13th memo from LSO. Senator Tarnow moves the dash one amendments, which includes a change in limitation to $20,514,025. That would be in line 21, a deletion of the previous number and an insertion of the number that I mentioned. If there's any questions on the motion? Senator Representative King.
Clarification, if I could. It's my understanding that the budget we passed out for ODEC and WA was short of their projected needs. And so now we're seeing where there's a $2.1 million in another fund to be added to the budget, but we're not attaching any revenues to that. So the status is still remain that ODF&W still has a budget coming from this committee that's short of what their government budget was.
That is correct. That is what we're doing here is raising their statutory limitations for expenditure. Any other questions? Hearing and seeing no other questions, Mr. Rocco, will you call the roll?
Mr. Chair, this is for adoption of the
dash one amendments. Let's do this by acclamation or call for objections. Any objections to the memo, to the amendment? Any questions? Hearing and seeing none, so ordered. Now we do need a motion to move the House Bill 5023 as amended to Full Ways and Means of the Defense. We have a motion from Senator Tarnow to move House Bill 5023 to Full Ways and Means of the Defense recommendation as amended. President King.
Just for reiteration, I am voting to pass this forward, but with the concern that that's probably a budget is real short.
Okay. Any other comments, questions? Hearing and seeing none, let's call the roll.
That's Sam Jensen.
Aye.
That's Sam Messery.
Aye.
That's Sam King.
Aye.
Senator Carno.
Aye.
Senator George.
Aye.
Senator Messery.
Aye.
Senator Corcoran.
No.
Chair Farrelly.
Aye.
And the motion passes.
Motion passes, and we already have established carriers for this bill. By raising this limitation, we're addressing technical error. All the previous comments of the committee and objections, I'm certain, still apply, and we will undoubtedly be watching this budget as it proceeds through the full ways and means of course. Thank you, Senator. So we have another item before us today, and that is Senate Bill 93. Mr. Olson will make a presentation of Senate Bill 93, and then we'll ask Senator Carno to continue the presentation. This is under continuation of business from our work session yesterday. So we'll open the work session, continue the work session on Senate Bill 93. Mr. Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. Senate Bill 93, as you recall, established a joint task force on water supply and conservation. It also requires the Department of Water Resources to do an inventory on water in the state of Oregon. We have before you the -A7 amendment, which deletes a great deal of the previous version of the bill. It maintains the requirement to create a joint task force on water supply and conservation, and it appropriates $100,000 of general fund money to the Department of Water Resources for the for support activities of the task force and to provide for services and supplies related to the task force.
Thank you, Mr. Olson. Senator Chano, your attention was divided for a moment, but Mr. Olson just finished making the presentation of what the bill does. Would you like to explain that?
Mr. Chair, if I may.
Absolutely.
If I may, Mr. Chair, ask the provider of resources to join me at the table,
please,
so we can put the gloves on and find about
it. We'll have witnesses sit down to them at the table.
And also, for the record, I knew Mr. Butter when he was for a living as an assistant to Chuck Norris. So you also were involved in water issues, and now Tom is attending.
Senator Corcoran,
I would like to point out that Senator Carno was once a public employee of the bill. Thank you, dear.
Oops. I think he still is, isn't he?
Well, it's hard to say.
I just start over. I've been working with Water Resources now for quite a while on this particular issue, and it's a culmination of several years of concern about our future needs of water in the state, and Mr. Bider and I, along with the director, are in agreement, I think, with the -7, with the exception of one little area, and that has to do with the issue of voting. When the task force meets as a group and they decide to vote on a particular issue, under the current language in the -7 on page 3, line 26, it says that the vote will be a two-thirds majority. And Water Resources would prefer that be the word consensus used as opposed to two-thirds majority, unless, of course, we change the makeup of the task force, which is on page 2, and simply take one position away from the interested stakeholder group and reassign it to the governor's office to allow the governor to appoint two members to the task force group. I would like the bill to go as submitted, Mr. Chair and members, but I would like also Mr. Bider to give his concerns to the committee if it's appropriate.
Mr. Bider, the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. For the record, Tom Byler with the Water Resources Department. First of all, I'd like to thank Senator Tarno for his interest in this issue. He's been very gracious and helpful in terms of getting stakeholders together to look at this issue prior to the session. We think that the ideas that contained in this bill and in conjunction with our stewardship and supply initiative are very good policy direction for the state to be going into. If I may just touch on our concerns with the -87, Senator Tarno did a good job of kind of stating the issue. Let me give you a little bit of background, and hopefully that will explain our position on that. At the direction of the senator, sat down with a broad-based group of stakeholders interested in water issues prior to the session and worked through the details of putting Senate Bill 93 together, and included in that is this task force element. The group put together, the group had the most difficulty, in terms of trying to figure out the membership and voting mechanism for that membership of the task force. Those are the most difficult issues the group had in terms of coming to agreement. What we did come up with, and what was in the original bill of Senate Bill 93, was the membership as contained here in the A7 with consensus-based recommendations. That is our preference, certainly, and we think that that conveys the interest of the work group that put together Senate Bill 93 initially. At the same time, we recognize Senator Tarno's interest in having a two-thirds majority voting mechanism rather than a consensus-based mechanism. And we don't necessarily have a problem with that so long as we can bring a better balance to the membership of the task force. And to do that, we would suggest the following changes. And I'll walk you through the bill, or the -87s on page 1, line 21, where it reads, the governor shall appoint one member from the general public. We would cross out one and add two. And on line 23, the word 8 would be changed to 7. And on page 2, line 4, the word 2 would be changed to 1. Basically, this would move one member from the interested stakeholder group into the governor's office in terms of being able to select that person. We think that provides a greater balance to the membership of the group. The governor's office has had input on this as well. They would support, if we are to go with a two-thirds majority voting mechanism, they would support the recommended changes that we have to the membership. And we think that that just provides a more balanced group for the membership under that voting mechanism.
Sure. Question, Representative.
Thanks. I'm just not following this discussion. I don't see where that one appointment is going to offset the balance of the group that much. There must be more in this story that we're just not hearing here.
Mr. Chair, Representative Messerly, I think that there is concern among some stakeholders that the way that the task force is set up now, it has 11 members. And right now you have a member from the House, a member from the Senate, and an appointee from the governor's office. You would also have two representatives from agricultural interests, two from municipal and industrial users, two from environmental and fishing interests, and two from other interested stakeholder groups. There's some concern that out-of-sync interests would have much more representation on the group, potentially to the tune of 8-3 with this current makeup. And with a two-thirds majority voting mechanism, we still feel that that provides a proper balance.
Mr. Follow-up? Even that, the all of the appointments, except for the one by the Speaker and the one by the President, the Governor has veto power over all the other appointments. So wouldn't that be enough control as to who would be on the committee and who is not?
Well, Mr. Chair, Representative Messerly, I think there's still concern that you do make a good point in that the governor does have the appointment of those interests, but we feel that those interests still create an imbalance despite the fact the governor was able to appoint them. They do have interests related to those fields that are delineated here.
A point of clarification, it's not that the governor, the way I read it, it's not that the governor can appoint them, it's that the governor can refuse to accept the recommendations of the other two bodies, or the other two, the other branch of government. The way I read this bill, the governor, the president of the Senate, and the speaker of the House must agree on every appointment. And I think that's your point. The governor
of the two,
except for the two from the Senate, one from the Senate, one from the House. So in point of fact, the governor could just not agree to an appointment. Any of the branches has veto power over any of the appointments. So, but your concern is the balance between those that you assume would favor out-of-stream rights versus those that you assume would favor in-stream rights.
Mr. Chair, that's correct. And based on our experience in discussing this with the stakeholders, it's really a thorny issue, and there are strong feelings held about this. And I think people recognize that the charge of this group is significant, and it's an important issue. And I think there is a legitimate interest to make sure that there's proper representation and balance on the group.
I can see how that concern would surface. I guess the question I've got is, what is the purpose of the task force? And it really is to look at the stewardship and supply issues, which in fact have to do with a discussion of storage and a discussion of transfer of in-stream water rights to stored water rights, where we would essentially be looking at increasing in-stream flows without decreasing utilization of water rights. So if you look at the bigger picture, I don't see how you could conclude under any scenario that in-stream water rights would do anything but increase, or in-stream water flows would do anything but increase under a stewardship and supply scenario. Am I wrong in assuming
that? Well, Mr. Chair, I think that's a possibility. I don't know that it's a given that that would happen. I would point out, though, that this task force has a pretty broad agenda that it would be taking a look at things related to efficiency and conservation as well as supply issues. And again, because it's really tackling a broad variety of issues relating to future supply, we really feel it's important to have a proper kind of balanced representation on the membership of that task force.
Sure.
I think you can achieve that with the process that's already in place. And furthermore, there's, in my experience, serving on these kind of boards, there's problems with people in the different categories who also have strong interest in in-stream and vice versa. I just don't see the need to make that much of a change. I think it's a good process that the Dad 7 has brought forward. Chair, can I ask one other question in relationship to the Dash 7?
Yes, sir. Senator.
Okay, Mr. Chair. I don't see it clearly identified who would staff this committee. Would that be, is it assumed that the Department of Water Resources would staff this committee?
Mr. Chair, Representative Messler, that's my understanding. Yes.
Is it in the bill? I couldn't find it. Where it's full of that.
Mr. Chair, Representative Messerly, it's not as probably direct as it could be. There is on page 2 a reference to on line 7 that in consultation with the Water Resources Department, that certainly is not the most explicit direction that one would see in the statute, but that is the basis that it works.
Our question, Senator Carlson.
Senator Carlson, so you have the Dash 7s and you have these conceptual amendments. I mean, there's two branches of government here. Are those acceptable to you? I mean, I think we're kind of beating around the bush here. Are those amendments acceptable? And if not, are we just going to go forward with the bill? And if so, can we amend them and move on? Because what you're doing is a great idea.
Senator Carlson, I wanted to raise this discussion for the committee to take a look at and try to help me along with the decision-making process. I I'd like to have it the way it is, but I certainly don't want the governor's office to look at this bill and veto it because of my being a particular and that's kind of where I'm at.
Mr. Chair.
Senator
So, Senator, you sound way too moderate for your caucus. I would say...
I think that was an attempt at a compliment, Senator.
Well, I called Representative Morgan a moderate on the vote because I got a shot. I guess my feeling about it is that the seriously is that the task force is more important than the equivalent over the composition. And I think that the concerns that Representative Messley raised on the other side of it get addressed in minority reports in those, you know, if there in those proceedings if there are issues that come out of that. And I think that it's not like you're going to develop any, you know, new territory on this. I mean, water rights seems to be the oldest fight in Oregon.
Mr. Chair, and I tend to agree. I think that my major concern is being able to have a two-thirds majority vote as opposed to consensus. I don't think it's going to work. And a 11-man task force of that size, I think it would be too complicated and too hard to get across. So I would just opt to keep the two-thirds majority as part of the package.
I guess this is a question for either respondent. In a consensus process, doesn't one person have a veto right for the whole product? Now, that's almost a prescription for no product at all. So I guess the consensus is a problem for a number of folks. But there are some groups that seem to be able to operate fairly well on consensus, and all the watershed groups seem to be, you know, moving forward on a consensus basis for most of them. But I tend to see that if you put folks in this idiom with a real strong, closely held belief that we will see no product come out of this with a consensus process, it's just not going to work. But I tend to, at least I tend to perceive what Senator Kirkman is saying, the way, assuming that the environmental member and the fishing member, the two others and the governor's representative are more inclined for in-stream, and then the others are more inclined for out-of-stream, you still got a 65, you know, favoring in-stream versus favoring out-of-stream, so, excuse me, the other way around, favoring out-of-stream versus in-stream, and somebody's going to have to move to an agreement here to move a project forward. Are any of these recommendations binding on the department? Is the work of the task force binding on the department?
Mr. Chair, no. The recommendations will be submitted to, if they have legislative recommendations, they'd be submitted to the legislature prior to the 71st panel
session. I think Senator Bourbon identified this thing. I think they're running around the barn here on an issue that really isn't an issue.
Well, just a validation of what you just said, Mr. Chair. I think the way the DAT-7s are is preparing recommendations to the Legislative Assembly. The Legislative Assembly certainly will represent all stakeholders, and if they don't have a good work product, then it will be for nothing. And so you'll have that discussion as to whether there was a deliberate process then. So I agree, whatever, so far as the chair is concerned, I think let's go that direction and move things forward.
Especially when the, thank you, Senator Mister, especially when they're specifically called out in process for minority reports, and if two or three or four of the participants feel that they've not had a fair consideration of the issue, or that would be a place where they could bring that forward. And I imagine the recommendations could be also shared with other standing committees that have an interest in water resources. And that's another place to air it, and there'd be advocates from all sides there. Representative,
thank you, Mr. Chair. Do we have direction from the governor directly that he would veto the bill without the added language?
Chair and Representative Messerly, the recommendations that I bring to you today on the sort of a change to the task force membership is a recommendation that was relayed to us from the governor's office. They would strongly support making that change. Again, this is a change that we feel is important because the bill that originally came out from the work group that worked on this was a consensus-based mechanism. Now, I certainly understand why you would want to move away from that, but if we do, I think that that changes the nature of the membership that was set up by that work group.
We have Russ on CNC and then Senator George.
My memory is that we have not funded the stewardship.
Yes, sir.
Study.
You're correct.
And so I do have some concerns that, you know, we're ahead of the study with the task force. It seems to me that the task force probably does need to exist in some form, you know, subsequent or sometime during the study. But we heard that testimony from the director yesterday saying that it might not be the best of work there. And I'm wondering, at the same time, I think it's so valuable that you're here and doing this work. I'm wondering if there might be some sensibility to have an effective date, you know, of this task force, and not be directly, but might be, you know, 2 years hence when we can get that study underway. Unless we see some money from the study. It makes a difference to me in terms of supporting the bill, whether we've got the study funded and we're going, whether we're still waiting for it, or just in terms of spending, you know, maybe 10% of the money on the task force that we could be spending on, you know, getting the study done, which I think is the highest priority.
Actually, I think the bonus was 1.7 million. And this
was close to 5 or something.
Yeah, and that was somewhat scaled down project from some of those that we've seen earlier. And there's definitely a need to do stewardship and supply studies, task force recommendations, and implementation if we're going to ever get out of the situation that Director Pagel has helped educate all of us to, and that is that we are over-allocated in our water rights currently.
And I'd be interested in some of your comments, you know, thoughts in terms of the timing of that, you know, reflecting the concerns I have and still talk about those issues.
Well, Mr. Chair and Representative King, I think this bill will hasten the process of dealing with storage and supply concerns in our state that water resources can benefit from as they walk through this process of looking at additional need in the next 20, 30, 40 years. And as laid out in the bill now, it's a 40-year glue, and with the interim report coming back to the next session of the legislature. And it even allows for an extension for this group to continue working after that point if the next session of the legislature feels it's necessary.
Do you think then by having this task force that there might be a stronger incentive on behalf of perhaps the next legislature, if we don't fund the study, that that because of this task force that it would be more likely that the next session would put resources to getting that stewardship done?
I think the other thing I listened to is that the director indicated that the stewardship and supply initiative was a very high priority for the agency. And we were not able to fund that. Doesn't mean it won't be funded before the end of the legislative session. Senator George.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is for Senator Sarno. You go to page 1, line 6, line 9, line 13. It says the legislature finds, the legislature declares, the legislature declares. And then you read through the bill, and what it basically to me is the legislature saying, we think there's a problem, we need to find a solution, but we think that because of the fact that the legislature has very limited resources to do a lot of research, that we are asking for this opportunity to look at this, setting up a mechanism to do that. And then if you go back to the back page, as you just mentioned, it says the task force will commit its initial recommendations on the 71st, and then its final recommendations on the 72nd Legislative Assembly. And my question is this. It looks to me like all we're asking here is for an opportunity to try and establish what are those potential needs, recommendations for the future for our storage and conservation. Do you read it that way? Or?
That's the intent of the bill.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair, we heard testimony from the director yesterday that I don't want people to be misled. It sounded like that there was no data for the task force to work on, or the very little data. And I really disagree with that statement. Corps of Engineers, Metro, Portland, Marion County, for Salem area, Lane County, all these folks, whether it's population centers, have done a tremendous amount of work. Coosa Bay area, the Coosa Bay North End Water Board. And I think with this task force, there's plenty of data, plenty of people they can draw in to get a sense of what kind of shape we're in for future needs of the water and at least these population centers. So I'm not sure there's such a need. Always there's a need for more information and updated data, but I'm not sure that there's it's to the point that this task force shouldn't go forth until there is a stewardship and supply studies then. I think there's just an awful lot of information out there that needs to be pulled together right now.
Mr. Chair, Representative, if I may, you really hit the nail on the head there with your comment. You're very accurate. And actually, your comments support the Stewardship and Supply Initiative in a way. One of the things that the group that worked on the Stewardship and Supply Initiative during the interim in catching the idea was recognizing there is a lot of information already out there. One of the problems that we have is that information hasn't been pulled together into one source and make an information system. And that's really one of the main ideas behind the solution mission, is to take all that data that's been working out there and pull it together so that folks out there in the community throughout the state will have an opportunity to have access to that information.
I understand that there might be another consideration of legal counsel.
And I'll then get back to you in 40 seconds.
Sorry. It's already been taken under consideration. I think you're okay with it. Excellent suggestion.
Representative Connell,
excuse me. That's fine. Page 2, line 4 of the
Page 2 what?
Page 2, line 4.
Yes, sir.
And look at the language that would change the current language to read. Two from other interested stakeholder groups, which at least one of whom represents in-stream interests. And Mr. Meyer indicated that that would be acceptable to water resources. Am I correct, Tom?
That's correct.
So with those amendments, I think we need to take care of the problem. Conceptual thoughts, anyway.
Represents in-stream interests.
One of which.
Isn't that going to be the consideration that the two legislative assemblies and the governor are going to make, though? I mean, just.
This is in this way, Representative or Senator, this would be in writing, and that way it wouldn't be. It would be outlined.
Yeah, I don't think that hurts at all to specify that. These are the schools' talents.
So, are we in work sessions, Chair?
We are now.
Well, good. Let's do some damage. Well, Senator Ferrioli's not here. I move the Act 7 amendments as with the conceptual changes in line 21 of the first page, changing 1 to 2.
No, we're not changing that.
Oh, you're not changing that. We're just changing page 2.
Page 2, one change on line 4.
Okay. All right. With the one change on line 4, page 2, adding at least one of whom represents in-stream interest.
Senator Corcoran has moved. We amend the Dash 7 amendment to Senate Bill 993A, page 2, line 4, to read two from other interested stakeholder groups, of which one represents interim water right interest.
Second. Right. They can clean up your bad English, but that's the general concept, yeah. Sure.
Any discussion on the motion?
I was expecting it to be a no, but based on what the response that came back, that it looks like we can actually accelerate potentially the study happening, and with the modification of now, yes. So.
Any dissension on the motion? Senator Corker?
Mr. Chair, move the bill.
Senate Bill 93, as amended with a due pass recommendation to whoever the heck we have to send it to the full Ways and Means Committee. Why not?
Could you get down on your knees and say that with a little reverence? For...
I could say it with very little reverence. What?
Or a lot of room, whichever you prefer.
It would be very little.
Senator Corcoran has moved Senate Bill 93 as amended to the full committee with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion? Any objections? Seeing none, so ordered. You can come back now, Ted. We will recess the work session to see if we have created any issue.
Oh, we need the issue report.
Okay.
Senator Corcoran?
Well, I think
Senator Carno on the Senate side.
You want the bill to survive, don't you? That's Senator Carno here.
Any volunteers on the House side?
Okay.
Representative Jensen. And to full, we will have our August committee chair.
That's the August.
August.
We're going to be here till August.
Okay. Committee chair.
We're done. We're done.
Okay.
Yeah, you're good.
We are adjourned.
Before everybody leaves the room, we will be back in session and follow the chair. Thank you very much.